listened to his pa and he told him that he ought to go to school. He'd slip away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon he'd wind it down at the local walking barn. Then he'd sit and listen patiently, and pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. Well, he said, well, my head's do or die. I've got to learn that auction cry. I've got to make my mark and be auctioneer. $25 bid, $1 bid, $1 30, will I give me 30, make a 30 bid, a mama 30, will I give me 30, here's a bid, a $30 bill. $30 bid, now 35, will I give me 35, make a 35, bid, a 35, who would you bid, a $35 bill. From that time on, he did his best, and all could see he would dress and practice calling both night and day. His dad would find him behind the barn, just working up that awful storm, and try to imitate the auctioneer. Then his daddy said, I just can't stand to have no ordinary man. Some things at auction, he's an arrogant name. Then I send you off to auction school, and then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, $1, $40, $40, will I give me 40, make a 40 bid, among $40, will I give me 40, here to bid a $40 bill. $40 bid now, 45, will I give me 45, make a 45 bid, a 45, who would I bid the $45 bill? Now from the boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool and came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. And the folks who come from the mile around just hear him make that music sound and fill their hearts with such a happy cheer. Then his name went out from shore to shore, he had all he could do or more. Had to buy a bus to get around. Well, now he's the best sitting on the man. Let's call and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, $1, $50, $50, will he give me 50, make a 50, bid a mama $50, will he give me 50, who'd bid a $50 bill? $50 bid now, 55, will he give me 55, make a 55, 55, who'd bid a $55 bill?